Let's turn in God's Word now to the book of Job. The book of Job, and we'll be reading in chapter 40, Job chapter 40, verses 1 through 24. Job 40, the whole chapter, beginning in verse 1. Job 40, verse 1. These are God's words. And so let's give our attention to them. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, "Shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it." And Job answered the Lord and said, "Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further." Then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind and said, "Gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. Wilt thou also disannul my judgment? Wilt thou condemn me that thou mayest be righteous? Hast thou an arm like God, or canst thou thunder with a voice like Him? Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array thyself with glory and beauty. Cast abroad the rage of thy wrath, and behold every one that is proud and abase him. Look on every one that is proud and bring him low, and tread down the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together and bind their faces in secret. Then will I also confess unto thee that thine own right hand can save thee. Behold now Behemoth, which I made with thee. He eateth grass as an ox. Lo now, his strength is in his loins, and his force is in the navel of his belly. He moveth his tail like a cedar, the sinews of his stones are wrapped together. His bones are as strong pieces of brass, his bones are like bars of iron. He is a chief of the ways of God. He that made him can make his sword to approach unto him. Surely the mountains bring him forth food, where all the beasts of the field play. He lieth under the shady trees, in the covert of the reed and fens. The shady trees cover him with the shadow, the willows of the brook compass him about. Behold, he drinketh up a river and hasteth not. He trusteth that he can draw up Jordan into his mouth. He taketh it with his eyes, his nose pierceth through snares." Those are God's words. Now the last chapter, the Lord continued speaking to Job for the purpose, again, of humbling him. And he continues that here, and yet first demands an answer from Job. And you see that in verse 2. And Job responds through verse 5, submitting to the Lord in humble reliance upon him, and humble silence. And the Lord then speaks again. He begins to reason with his servant Job for Job's conviction on the foundation of the infinite distance and disproportion between Job and himself. That is, between Job and the Lord. The Lord challenges Job through verse 14 concerning his justice, his power, his majesty, and dominion over the proud. And then Jehovah gives Job an example of his power in one particular animal he had created, here called Behemoth. And though Behemoth is a plural word, the word is plural there, the pronouns describing him are singular. And this is to describe the size of the beast. Behemoth here is most likely, we don't know for sure, but most likely speaking of a dinosaur, or dinosaurs. Yes, children, dinosaurs are in the Bible. Right there in chapter, it is chapter 40. Verse 17 is an example. His tail moves like a cedar, right? The description here fits, friends, with that dinosaurs. And though certainly dinosaurs existed before the flood, We have to acknowledge they also existed after the flood because of all animals being brought into the ark, right? And then they died out. And if you consider also that every ancient civilization has their stories about things like dragons, and we'll have to then understand that this gives more weight to the existence of dinosaurs and to the greatness of the power in which the Lord created them to be, as He also created us to be. And so great a beast, behemoth. And so then the question to Job is, who are you then? Look at this great animal that I created. Who are you? And so, friends, who are you? The Lord made such beasts, and you are nothing to them in power. They're way more powerful than you. So who are you? But the Lord is far greater, infinitely greater, because He created them and you. And not just in power is He our Creator, but He is the God who is our Creator, who is the God who is just and infinite and filled with majesty. And so humble yourselves before the hand of the Almighty and majestic God. Let's pray. Our Father, thank You for Your Word. We're thankful that You teach us of Your power and Your justice and Your majesty in this passage, and how infinite You are in these things compared to us. We often think we're strong enough. We are not. We're weak. We often think that we are righteous, and yet we are far from it. In this life, we have continued in sin. And Father, we have turned from You and Your law. We've broken Your commandments, each one of them in thought, word, and deed, even this very day. We've broken them. And so, Father, we're thankful for the atoning work of Jesus Christ, Your Son. We're thankful for the good news that we have in the gospel, that He died for our sins, was condemned for us, that we might not die eternally, but live forever in Him. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that You put within our hearts, and pray that You would pour Your Spirit out in power, that You would not just fill us, but others even here. Father, that Your name would be praised, that many more and all of Your elect would come unto You in faith and repentance and be saved from sins, our sins and their sins. Father, thankful for our children. Thankful for the children who are here this morning and participated in our catechism class, and thankful to hear them declaring the glory of Your name and how great You are. We're thankful that they have done well and learning the catechism and are continuing. We pray that You would continue working in them and the rest of the children here, that they would know and learn the doctrines of our faith that is found alone in Your Word. We're thankful for its clarity, and ask that You would teach them Your ways, and work in the parents to teach them, and all of us as we assist the parents to teach them Your Word, that they in their hearts would be united with the Holy Spirit, and that You would turn them from their sins unto You, even any that are in the womb. We pray the same thing. And any here who don't know You, they might hear the gospel today, and this would be, we pray, the day of salvation for them. As we pray for all those who hear the gospel today throughout the world on this, the Lord's Day, as Your people gather, that this would be the day of salvation for many, and that Your kingdom would continue to grow, and You would bring down and destroy Satan's kingdom, which still plagues much of our society. And Father, we pray that You would, by Your Spirit, strengthen us to continue storming the gates of Hades, knowing that the gates of Hades cannot stop the church, cannot stop your bride, cannot stop your son, who is the king of all kings and king even over Satan himself. We're thankful that our Lord and Savior rules and reigns. And we pray that you would exalt him all the more every day, forever and ever. Father, we do pray today for our congregation that you would sanctify us, forgive us. Again, we've already prayed that you would forgive us of our sins. And Father, make us to see our sins, that we would turn from them. Even today, as we again study your name, turn us from our the sins of taking your name in vain and using your name emptily or lightly. And Father, thankful that you're also faithful and just to forgive us, to those who come confessing and turning from their sins to Christ your Son. Thankful that you will cleanse us of our sins. We're thankful that you will make all those, that you will clothe us with the righteousness of Christ. You'll make us white as snow and cleansing us of our sins. And Father, in that we pray, even as we heard, you'd make us to be those who persevere. In Sabbath school we heard, and those who put to death our sins and hate them as you work in us by your Spirit. Father, we also ask that you would protect us from the evil one here in this church. Protect us from wolves and those who might come in from amongst us, trying to deceive us. Pray also for any who fill the pulpit, that you would only cause your truth to be proclaimed here, and that we would have ears to hear and eyes to see your Son, Jesus Christ. And so protect me from error, and all of us in our hearing, that we would go back to the Scriptures and make sure that all that we hear is from you, from your Word. And further, Father, we ask that you'd provide for us. We are struggling financially. You know this. We know this. And Father, we ask that you would provide every cent that we need. Father, further, we ask that you would provide the landlord that we have as we're seeking to get out of our lease. We ask that you would provide the landlord with a good answer to us in our petition to him. And only you can work in his heart to do this. And so, Father, we ask that you would work even now as we await that answer from him. Father, we also pray that you would be with those who are not feeling well today, including Dina and Jeannie, any others who might not be here right now. We're thankful that at least for Dina, she's sleeping now. We're thankful for that, and pray that you give her grant her more sleep, and know she desires to be here this evening. Father, grant her that request, and Jeannie too, if that be your will. Father, we ask that you would heal our bodies. All of us here, we can confess that we are weak. We can do nothing. We cannot hear even your word today without you working in us. And so heal us, strengthen us, work in us by your Holy Spirit, and provide your grace, the grace sufficient to praise your name. Father, we do ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, for his sake, that your name would be praised. We pray in his name. Amen.